In this video, we're going to be talking about liberal Catholicism and conservative Catholicism. Are you a liberal Catholic or are you a conservative Catholic? Or do you consider yourself both? Or do you consider yourself neither? And what does the Catholic Church teach on these things? That's what we're going to be talking about right after this. Hello, everyone. My name is Brian Mercier, president of Catholic Truth, and we love to help you to know your faith, love your faith, and live your faith with purpose and passion. If you would like a retreat or would like to bring us into your church or your group, your confirmation class, whatever, please look at our website at thecatholictruth.org. And if you haven't followed us online, social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or whatever, you can follow us down below in the description section. It's funny that when I talk to people who are not from the United States, they always complain about how political Americans are in everything. Everything becomes political. They'll point out that even in the Catholic Church, there's liberals and there's conservatives. And they say around the world, we don't have those genres. There's just Catholic, you know, but you guys politicize everything and make everything liberal or conservative or whatever when we don't understand that. So they're right. We do politicize everything. And in this video, we're not talking about liberal Democrats or conservative Republicans or anything like that. We're not talking politics. We're specifically talking in the context of the Catholic Church as a Catholic, not as a liberal Catholic Democrat or a conservative Republican Catholic. No, outside of all politics, we're just talking about Catholicism. Can you be a liberal Catholic? Can you be a conservative Catholic? Or is there any such thing in the first place? We would say no. I mean, why would you say, oh, we're liberal Catholics, we believe this. We're conservative Catholics, we believe this. There's only one Catholic Church. There's only one Catholic teaching. There's only one Catholic set of doctrine of which we have to adhere to in order to be Catholic. So in reality, there is no such thing as a liberal Catholic. And there is no such thing as a conservative Catholic. There's just Catholic. You either believe the Church and her teachings, or you don't. You're either a good Catholic or you're not. Now, many people will not say, you know, I'm a conservative Catholic. They'll say I'm a traditional Catholic, which means I hold to the traditional teachings of the Church. But today that has a modern connotation that, oh, I like to go to the Latin Mass. Oh, I like a certain, you know, more ancient sort of rituals or practices that we do in the faith, which is fine. But the reality is there's just Catholic. And the unlike Protestant churches, where if you want to be, you know, one way, you have to go be Pentecostal. If you want to be another way, you have to be Baptist. Or if you want high church, you have to be Anglican. We have everything in the Catholic Church, and we're just Catholic. Now, maybe you lean politically one way or the other, but that should not influence whether or how you follow the Church, because a good Catholic follows all the teachings of the Church. You might not agree with all the teachings, or I should say you might not understand all the teachings, but that's your job to go look it up and to see why the Catholic Church does it and to study it deeper. Now, with that being said, there is something in the Church called liberalism, and this has been strongly, harshly condemned in the Catholic Church. Again, this isn't political right now. It's just talking theologically in general, but it's called liberalism. And it's probably of the harshest condemnations in the 2000 year history of the Church. It's up there with some of the harshest condemnations: liberalism, modernism, rationalism. Why would the Catholic Church condemn that? And where did it come from? I mean, liberalism is in some ways good. It has some truths. Like when it started out, it talked about being free to, that's what liberalism is. It's freedom in a sense. It doesn't want to be hindered. It doesn't want to be slaves to a monarchy or to a totalitarian regime. And that people want the freedom to think for themselves, to be able to write and speak what they want and that sort of thing. And there is truth in that. You know, we don't want to be slaves. But at some point in history, especially culminating in the French Revolution in 1789, it developed into an extreme form of liberalism. And that is what the Catholic Church condemned. Liberalism, in a nutshell, like their charter, their foundational documents, talk about an unhindered freedom. So they take it to the extreme so that there is no gods, there are no masters, there are no people to tell us anything or what to do. We want complete and autonomous freedom to speak whatever we want, do whatever we want, believe whatever we want, and persecute anyone who gets in our way. So the whole goal was to undo all authority, especially the authority of the Catholic Church, of religion, They wanted to destroy religion, which is why the most fiercest persecutions broke out against religion in the French Revolution, and priests and bishops and people were massacred everywhere for over a decade, the brutal persecutions against the church, because they wanted to be completely unfettered from anything and everything religious, including God. This is like one of their charter statements. It summarizes everything they believe in a nutshell. And it says this, quote, "It is contrary to the natural, innate, and inalienable right of liberty and dignity of man to subject himself to authority, the root, rule, measure, and sanction of which is not himself. So man, myself, me, is the ultimate and highest authority in this universe and in all of the universes, and no one from nowhere can tell me what to do, including God." Now, of course, I mean, from an anarchy political point of view, that's extremely problematic. But from a religious point of view, this is extremely problematic because it casts out God, and you want to rewrite the rules according to your rules and according to your way and according to the way you think. And you want to update things. You want to tweak things. You just want to erase things in general. There are many people in the Catholic Church that want to do this. Just ask the trashy, poor excuse for a Catholic newspaper that's not, in fact, Catholic, called the National Catholic Reporter, which considers itself a liberal newspaper and wants to undercut and rewrite many of the rules, teachings, traditions, and doctrines of the Catholic Church. But we'll come back to that in a minute. But it literally seeks to uproot dogmas and doctrines and commandments and put in place our own thoughts, our own fancies. So basically, man becomes God, and we decide what we want to follow. We decide if, you know, what God says is good enough. We decide if what the church says is good enough. If not, we change it to our own liking. Now, of course, that's heresy. And of course, that's sin, mortal sin, because that's the first temptation of the devil. You can be God, he told Adam and Eve. Just eat this fruit. You will be God. You have no need for God. And that, at its heart, is the sin of liberalism, is that we replace God with self. We blaspheme God and say it doesn't matter that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He who is God, the Son of God made man, and he who taught us everything we need to believe. Oh, well, that's not good enough anymore. Oh, Jesus got some things wrong. Oh, the apostles in the Bible got some things wrong. Yeah, the church is wrong. Basically, you make yourself God, and that is extremely problematic. It comes from and leads back to many worldviews that have been harshly condemned by the Catholic Church already, like Concealerism or Josephinism or Gallicanism or many other things like these, which suppress the authority of the church and try to raise up the individual on par with the authority of the church. And that's why you see these liberal Catholic sites and these liberal Catholic newspapers and these liberal Catholic organizations that try to undermine the teachings of the church and change them. They want gay marriage. They want women priests. They want contraception, homosexuality is okay. Basically, everything's okay. And it becomes kind of a syncretism of belief, which is harshly condemned. And syncretism, if you don't know, is basically everything's right. You know, there's just different paths to God. All religions are virtually correct. And we can all just get to God on our own. And really, it's your own personal belief. And you don't step on anyone else's toes. They don't step on yours. And it's a kind of syncretism, which was condemned by Jesus, condemned by the Bible, and is condemned by the church. And the National Catholic Reporter, it's not even a Catholic newspaper. I don't know why they put the name Catholic in there, but they're always talking about the need for women priests and undoing the moral laws of the church and trying to get homosexuality. And I was recently reading a article by the National Catholic Reporter, and I don't know why they put Catholic in the name, because they are not Catholic. They're anti-Catholic. They're anti what the church stands for. And they were talking about how liberal Catholicism has been here all along, ever since Biden was elected. Biden, you know, the liberal president who's not that liberal. But reality is they made this whole long thing saying liberals have been here all along. We've been here all along. We've been preaching this. And you know what? We are here and we're strong and we're going to outlast everybody else. Blah, 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 blah. Filth. You know, because this is what leads to confusion in the church. This is what leads to anarchy in the church. This is what leads to, you know, different parties. Oh, well, you're conservative. I'm liberal. No, there's only Catholic. You accept the teachings of the Catholic Church or you don't. It's that simple. You can go start your own church like Luther and Calvin and everyone else did. But the bottom line is, if you're playing baseball and you're saying, you know what, I like most of baseball and I like the game in general, but I think they got some things wrong. I think we should run around six bases instead of three. And I think we should have to high-five five people in order to get around those bases. And I think we should hit a ball, but it shouldn't be a baseball. It should be a volleyball, which is much more friendly to people. But we shouldn't hit it with a bat. We should hit it with our fists. And yeah, we'll just change those five rules. I mean, whatever rules you change, you don't have baseball anymore. Whatever you're playing that maybe remotely resembles baseball now, it's not actually baseball because you've changed the rules. And once you change the doctrines and teachings of Jesus Christ and what he gave us, then you change the Catholic Church. Once you try to change the rules of the church, you're making it into something else. Martin Luther accepted most of the teachings of the church, and so did King Henry VIII. But they disagreed on some things, and they became a whole different religion because of it. You either accept the teachings of the Catholic Church and you're Catholic, or you're not. There is no such thing as a liberal Catholic. Oh, well, I'm going to work for change in the church. I'm going to do this. No, that is condemned by the church, and there is no such thing. In fact, there is something called a liberal Catholic Church who claims to be not in union with Rome, but in fact, they're not Catholic anyways. They just think they're Catholic, like many Catholics. But the reality is they think they're the liberal Catholic Church, and they take the best of Protestantism, and they take the best of Catholicism, and they blend it into what they think is the true Catholic Church. But of course, it's a false cult. And listen to what they say on their website. This sums up liberalism in a nutshell. I mean, you're going to hear nothing but, you know, the freedom of conscience, the freedom of man, our personal conscience over everything else, over any authority. Listen to what they say. The liberal Catholic Church erects no barriers around its altars. All who come in a spirit of reverence are welcome to Holy Communion and to all other services of the church. What opinions or beliefs an individual holds is considered to be his or her own affair. The mind that is free is in the best condition to grow. The liberal Catholic Church seeks to give the world the best elements of Catholicism and the best of Protestantism. On the Catholic side, there are the seven sacraments, but these are hedged by man-made dogmatic embraces, such as creeds, rigid beliefs, the confessionals, penances, indulgences, etc., unquote. And then they go to condemn the bad parts of Protestantism, and they think they've taken the best of both worlds, but what they've done is they've made a stew of stink. They've made a stew of their own demising. How can you even say that the mind grows best when it's completely free to believe whatever it wants? Have you seen how that worked out? Are you going to say that to Adolf Hitler? Are you going to say that to Joseph Stalin? Are you going to say that to Mao or to Pol Pot, who believed what they want, unhindered, unfettered? No, it led to chaos and disaster. Now, some people with their freedom might choose good. Other people will not. So to say that everyone's just going to go to heaven as they do in their creed, everyone will arrive at the feet of God no matter how far away they are, it's all fluffy puff marshmallow heresy, and the Catholic Church condemns the liberalism, the modernism, the rationalism, and just basically saying that we are in charge of our own destinies. We make the rules, we say what's right, and no doctrine or commandment or God or church or anyone, not even the Bible, can tell us what to do. I think most people can see the problems with this kind of theology and this kind of rationalism. And this is why Pope Pius IX, Pope Pius X, and others fiercely condemned these things and condemned them to hell, basically. I mean, these people would be like, to hell with your doctrines and to hell with your commandments, but the reality is they're choosing hell and they're choosing Satan by making themselves God, by removing the authority that Christ gave us and making themselves the authority. So to sum up, there is no such thing as a liberal Catholic, unless you're talking about the theology or the philosophy of liberalism, which is harshly condemned in the church. But there is no such thing as a conservative Catholic either. I mean, generally, conservative Catholics are the ones who are faithful to Catholic teachings. That's usually what they mean by it. But really, all Catholics are to be faithful to Catholic teachings, or you're not even a Catholic, really. I mean, in some sense you are, but really, you're not a full Catholic. You're a bad Catholic, or you're not Catholic at all. And so, reality, there's just Catholic. One holy Catholic and apostolic church. One church, one set of doctrines, one set of commandments, one set of dogmas, and we can't change them because we believe that they have been divinely revealed by Christ, given to us by Jesus. And the minute we think we can change the teachings of Jesus Christ is the minute that we become Jesus Christ. we make ourselves false gods. Please feel free to share this video with people that maybe need to hear it. Please feel free to share it because this message is important. There are so many people who think, well, I can be a Catholic and support abortion, or I can be a Catholic and support homosexuality. And more uninformed Catholics who never go to church, who never study their faith, who don't know anything, think they can believe all these things, and they can't. And we don't want to be too harsh on it, but we want to save their souls. We want to let them know that they're wrong and they are not God. I mean, Jesus was black and white. He had truth and you could not depart from it. And he made a church which has truth and you cannot depart from it. It is so clear in the Bible that there is only one truth. There is one way, one truth, and one life, and that is Jesus Christ and the truth that he gave us. So please share this video. Please get it out there to everybody and please like it. And please, if you haven't already, subscribe to our channel. And if you haven't already, please consider supporting our ministry. It's so important. Who else is getting these truths out to the world? Not very many people. We are growing so fast, but we can't grow without people like you. You are our charity. And without your charity, we can't grow. So if you could consider supporting us $10 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month, and we have people who support us more than that because they believe in our ministry. And we need so many more patrons to support us. We call them our patron saints or our Patreon saints, because you can support us on Patreon monthly, or if you would like to support one time or yearly or quarterly, you can go to our PayPal, which is all linked below, and you can support us there as well. Again, if you would like a retreat, a confirmation retreat, parish mission, anything like that, please check out our website at thecatholictruth.org and feel free to follow us on our social media below. May God bless you. Pray for us as we're always praying for you.
Hi everyone, my name is Kate. I'm the video editor here at Catholic Truth, and I just wanted to say on behalf of all of us, thank you so much for taking some time to watch our videos and learn more about your faith. You guys really make this channel possible, and we truly appreciate you being here. So thanks again, and God bless.